Amanda Smith directs the Adult Education and Literacy Program at Rock Valley College. She says, for someone who didn't finish high school, the GED is vital.
It really is the gateway to further employment, to further education. You always want to look towards the next step, and the GED is what allows you to actually take that next step.
John Strandon agrees that the GED can be a gateway. Strandon is the public relations manager for the Workforce Investment Board for Boone and Winnebago counties. He cites a Georgetown University study that says two-thirds of all jobs created in the U.S. over the next several years will require training beyond high school.
And if you haven't finished high school or completed your GED, you are not eligible for the training that is required to get those jobs.
Strandon says in some cases the GED is more indicative of readiness because having a diploma doesn't automatically guarantee that you have the necessary skills. Someone who got a diploma decades ago, for example, may not remember or never got the math tools now considered essential for advancement. Mark Jansen directs adult education programs at Highland Community College. He says the new GED will be computer-based and will add a technology component. He says that the test is just catching up with what's happening in the world.
One example is that right now it's very uncommon to see a paper and pencil job application. Most, particularly larger employers, are using online job applications.
Jansen says it illustrates the rising bar that job seekers face these days.
Students who have more education rise to the top of the employment pool. So someone going into the field without a GED is very much at a disadvantage.
John Strandon says it's all part of a larger change that has taken place in the economy.
There was a time, not terribly long ago, that if your family situation required, you could drop out of school, go to work in the factory, and make a nice living. You could support a family. Those positions don't exist anymore.
Amanda Smith says she's seeing more people who aren't ready to start GED preparation classes because their reading or math skills aren't up to high school level. She says community colleges like Rock Valley and other institutions have started remedial programs to help those individuals so they too can start down the path to a GED.
What I love about our system of education in the United States is that we have that opportunity, that maybe high school wasn't your thing or you had some other challenges going on at the time, but now we're here and ready to help any way we can.
John Strandon says his organization also has run into job seekers who need additional help. But, he stresses, however long it takes, it's still worth it.
It's difficult. It's not easy. But in the long run, it helps the individual. It helps the local economy. It helps the companies. It's a win-win for everybody.
And, he says, it's never too late to start thinking about it. I'm Guy Stevens, WNIJ News.